Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is actually going to be a shorter one. We are just going to hit this topic hard, and I'm just going to give you time to allow it to settle in to the places and spaces it needs to hit most. So we'll be talking a little bit about stress and overwhelm, and I think that you are absolutely going to love this information. I am so excited. So without further ado, let's start out with our healing pledge. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity for self-reflection and meditation so that I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say, and I hope that you were saying that with me. Let's dive in. So, today's topic, going 85 in a 65 lane. Going 85 in a 65 lane. When I say that out loud, what specifically in your life do you envision or picture? If I were to ask you, are you going 85 in a 65 lane in a certain part of your life? What area of your life immediately pops up? Is it your career? Is it your business? Is it your relationship, your marriage, your friendships? Is it just your mind's thinking? See, this concept came to me earlier this week, and I said I absolutely have to share it because once we know better, we do better. And there are so many times in our lives where we see what it looks like to be, to have, to own, to experience whatever it is that we want. And I am all for standing in your truth, standing in your dreams, standing in your goal, calling yourself that which you want to see manifested. I'm a huge advocate for that. But have you found yourself in a 65-mile lane, attempting to go 85, constantly getting tickets, constantly getting honked at, constantly getting pulled over by highway patrol, constantly having debt to pay back to the city, because you're so set on driving this particular speed, even though the space, the perimeter, the street that you have been given requires you to drive 65 if you want to get there smoothly. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a rule breaker. I am a rule breaker. I am a trailblazer. But in this instance, I want you to think about it exactly in what area of your life you envisioned when I initially said the word. Whether it's in your relationships, you see someone that you want, you see someone that you enjoy. And instead of taking that moment and reflecting, praying, meditating, acknowledging the person for who they are, seeing where they are, you want to rush to that 85-mile speed. Even in your business, you see all the fruit, you see all the things that you want, you have the dream, you have the vision, but instead of staying the course in a 65-mile lane, which will get you there in 2 months, 3 months, you want to rush the process, drive 85 in hopes to get there in a week, but you keep getting pulled over. Can we go there today? Are you driving 85 in a 65-mile lane? See, this is where stress and overwhelm comes in, where you already have a task that you want to take on. You already have a goal that you want to accomplish. You're already seeing yourself victoriously, but then you create hurdles and roadblocks for you to constantly have to jump over. That's those speeding tickets. That's highway patrol behind you flashing their red and blue lights. That's people honking at you, right? That's all of those different things. That creates the stress. That creates the overwhelm. What would it look like for you to relax your shoulders, release the tension in your neck, sit back in your seat, buckle your seatbelt, and drive 65? How easy would your week go How easy and effortlessly could you accomplish what it is that you seek? How much more smooth would your days go if instead of having 50 things on your list, you just had 25? Are you going 85 in a 65-mile lane? What area in your life does this concept apply to? Say it out loud right now. Own it. Acknowledge it. Use your words. Say it out loud right now. What area in your life does this concept apply to? Maybe with your health. You see yourself at your dream size. You want that. But you want to do crash course dieting and quick fixes, hoping that you can get there in 3 weeks instead of staying the course for 3 months. Are you going 85 in a 65-mile lane? Maybe you want your hair to grow. Maybe you want your skin to glow. Maybe you want your energy to increase. And instead of taking better care of your mind and body, you want to rush the process, taking pills and potions that you heard transform you overnight. Not realizing that these pills and potions and quick fixes are actually having a poor effect on the mind and body, which you say you want to elevate. Are you going 85 in a 65-mile lane? Maybe your marriage, you had a vision of what it would look like to be married, and now you're an empty nester, or now you're 3 years into your marriage, and it's just not what you thought it would be. Maybe you're 3 months into your relationship, right? Or this is a relationship that you've been in for a significant amount of time and it's not what you thought it should be. And so you've decided I'm going 85 in the 65-mile lane and I'm going to drag my friend, my partner with me. See? That creates tire marks. Dragging create streaks in the road and can be very dangerous. It's important that you assess your situation for what it truly is. Do you want your spouse to change overnight, your marriage to change overnight? Are you going 85 in a 65-mile lane? Even if there is conflict, have you created confusion? Are you going 85? In a 65-mile lane. Now, separate instance, completely separate. Are you in a relationship where your partner in this dating relationship is trying to go to 85, but you're in a 65-mile lane and you're trying to keep up with someone? You're trying to keep up with someone who's already not in alignment with the road that you're on. What would it look like for you to say, enough is enough? I don't want any more speeding tickets chasing behind you. I don't want any more stress. I don't want any more overwhelm. This is a 65-mile lane, and I've decided that I'm going to go 63. Have you been going 85 in a 65-mile lane? Can we go there today? Can we pull back these layers? This concept came to me this week, and I said I absolutely have to hop on and share it with the people because I think in this season of life where there are so many distractions and there's so much noise, there's also so many people telling us to do a lot of things. And there's also this feeling of, I've got to hurry up and get it out. I've got to hurry up and accomplish it. I've got to hurry up and produce. I've got to hurry up and get results, right? I want results. What does it look like as we are dealing with COVID-19? This season of life when some ways, in many ways, we are being asked to slow down, to be introspective, to really acknowledge where we are, to really listen. What would it look like for us to stop being so busy with getting there and actually drive 65 in a 65 lane? What happens to life when stress is obliterated? What happens to life when overwhelm is no longer existent? What happens when you're not chasing something down or running from the highway patrol behind you? What happens when you don't have the $300 speeding ticket and you don't have the debt? What happens when instead of expecting to get there in 3 weeks, you understand that you're going to get there in 3 months, and you turn on your radio, you have your seatbelt on, you relax your back in your car seat, you take a deep breath, and you enjoy the ride. What happens when you decide to stop rushing the process, to not drag someone faster than the capacity that they're able to go, to not push yourself beyond the lane and what it was created for and the speed it was meant to be driven upon? What happens when we stop going 85 in a 65-mile lane? How does your situation change? How does your mindset change? How do your weight loss goals become that much more obtainable? How do your business goals seem that much more clear when all the stress and the fog and the overwhelm is moved out of the way? How does your relationship seem that much more smoother? How can you take in your partner in a deep inhale and a deep exhale because you're not running, so you actually see them and you're actually breathing in the same moment, in the same speed, not rushing them, not speeding past trying to get somewhere, but just being in alignment with what you've been given. This is not stagnation. This is not complacency. I am only speaking about alignment. What happens in this crazy COVID-19 season where we've been asked to slow down a bit? We've been forced to listen more. We've been forced to shelter in place. It's almost as a Passover of sorts, if you're familiar with that term. What happens when we actually receive the lesson? Well, let me ask you personally. At the beginning of our discussion, I asked you what part of your life immediately pops up when I say, are you going 85 in a 65 lane? I asked you what pops up for you, that specific personal story, that personal situation. Bring that situation to the forefront in your mind right now. And take a deep breath with me. And envision yourself in that situation, whether it's a struggle, whether it's whatever it is. Envision yourself. See the image of yourself. And tell that woman or man, tell her, it's okay to go 65. I've already seen the vision, and I know that you arrive on time. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place in the right time. I hope today's discussion blessed your life. And if it's on your heart to do, leave a 5-star review. That helps us get the word out. We are international now, and we want to intersect so many different homes with this uplifting word and inspirational message. So God bless you, and have a wonderful week.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.